This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So game will be carried on AM 1270, of course, with Dan Dickerson. And we're joined right now by Al Avila, who has come by to see us. Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. And thanks for being here. A lot of excitement. Everybody we've talked to, this is our first day here, but everybody we've talked to says it's a completely different feel because of all the young kids you guys have acquired.
Yeah, it's been an exciting camp. Today's an exciting day. There's media everywhere. But it's been a very good, productive camp. The young guys have brought a lot of energy, for sure, and interest. But also the veteran guys that we've signed and brought into camp has made it a lot better, too.
Well, Doug and I have talked about this a lot over the last few months and since you made the signings. The three offensive players that you signed with Kronscope and Maben, if you look statistically at what they did last year and what the Tigers did last year, these would be the three best players on the team based on OPS or some other graphs there. But that's quite an improvement, and it talks about a commitment to try to make this team more competitive.
No doubt.
In the very short run. But they're also one-year deals.
Right.
So are these guys that when you sign them, you immediately think, let's get the most out of it and then try to move them at the deadline? Or is this
to
something else?
It all depends on how the season progresses. Right now, with Romine being behind the plate catching, it's going to be really important to have him there for our young pitchers. Guys like Spencer Turnbull and guys like Daniel Norris, they're going to really benefit from having this guy behind the plate. Obviously, Matt Boyd is our veteran guy. Zimmerman's a veteran guy, so it probably doesn't mean as much to them. But, having him back there is going to be really good. And here in spring training, you have, Casey Mize and Matt Manning and Alex Fajardo, and he's been catching these guys in the backfield as well as some of these games. So that's also been very helpful. So having him is really good. The other guys, obviously they protect – guys like Miguel in the lineup as far as their offensive capabilities. They're good defensive players. But outside of the performance that we're expecting, they're also going to help the young guys, play better. And then, just give them their wisdom on a day-to-day basis of how to prepare every day is going to be really helpful for us.
Can Riley Green please play today?
Well, he's been playing every day, so no, I don't know to tell you the truth if he's if we're going to bring him up today or not. But I know, today I know he's playing in the backfield. I saw the lineups in the inter squad games back there, but he's done very well. The best thing about him, just like a lot of our young guys, he looks like he belongs. He's not scared out there. He's in there taking good whacks.
What's a realistic timeline if he just keeps tearing it up? When can he be in a Tiger?
Well, I don't want to put a timeline on him. Performance is going to dictate everything, obviously. One of the things that we're taking advantage of this spring in watching him with the major league players in major league spring training is that the way he's handling it, and I'm not going to predict anything or make any decisions today. We still have 3 weeks to go in spring training, that instead of maybe starting him in West Michigan, maybe we start him here in Lakeland, which is the advanced A-League, which puts him obviously one step from Double-A. So that's one thought process just based on just watching him here in spring training.
We know that Riley Green is certainly in his short time here at spring training. He's been able to get on base. He's been able to hit. What about him defensively, though? Because that's really where I hear rave reviews about.
Absolutely, and he takes great pride in that. Obviously, he heard the rumblings before the draft that he's not going to be a plus defender, that he can't play center field. He's heard all that. So, obviously, what does he do? He works even harder at it, works at his body, works at his technique. And so we think he's above average defender for sure.
Do you guys have, world-class defensive center fielders in the system? It seems like Derek Hill, and I've heard good things about Deathridge, and obviously Riley Green and Meadows.
Yeah.
It seems like just chock full of guys to ask Cameron, guys that can really play defensively.
Yeah, we're a bit blessed on that because they're all, you know, they're all speedy guys. They all are very good defenders. And at the end of the day, you know, they've got a hit too. So the guys that are that hit the best are the guys that are going to be there every day. And because they are plus defenders, if they end up being good hitters, you know, there's a chance they can become all-stars too.
We've talked a lot about Riley Green, and I'm probably have been laser focused on him, but are there any other young bats that you're like, okay, don't forget about this guy?
Well, one guy that's impressed here in Major League spring training, again, like Riley Green, we're bringing him up from minor league camp, is Cody Clements. He hit a home run just yesterday that, I mean, or the day before yesterday, just it was an absolute bomb. And if you see him playing at the Major League level here, again, and I think I read in the paper the other day where his father told him, you look the part, you belong. And that's what we're looking at. So he's been pretty exciting because one thing that I've noticed about Cody Clements this year as opposed to last year, that he's a lot stronger. He put on 20 pounds of muscle. Because wow. Last year we were looking at him and saying, well, you know, he looks a little bit weak or skinny. Well, you see him now, he's transforming into a man, and he's pretty strong. And, of course, when we drafted him because we thought he was going to hit. His defense was the rusty part. Well, if you see him now play defense, again, just like Riley Green, he's really worked hard at improving his game. So, you know, it's a two-way player there that we think we have.
It's funny because a couple years ago we were doing the show during the College World Series, and we had the TVs in the studio, and Texas is playing. And
Super regionals.
Correct me on that. It seemed like, and I think it literally was 3 or 4 days in a row that Cody Clements came up and hit a home run. And yeah. We're both like, you know, the draft comes along. You just be curious to see what happens. Is he, how much has he changed as a physically, I guess? Because you said he puts on 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Did he drop weight when he came to the Tigers? Or
no, he was a very good athlete. But, you know, he needed to get stronger. And sometimes guys – physically, they develop, you know, at different times. If you see Victor Reyes, like right now, compared to when we Rule 5'd him, he's put on like another 25 pounds of muscle. You know, his arms were not as big and muscular as they are today when we Rule 5'd him. He was actually just a tall, skinny guy. Now you see the, you know, and hopefully some power will come, you know, with that change. But in Cody Clemens, it was just a guy that, you know, he had a kind of a normal baseball athletic body, but if you see him now, it's like he's developing into a man.
Tiger GM Al Avila with us here. 97.1 The Ticket from Joker Marchant in Lakeland. All right, the young arms. We actually just asked each other if we had to bet on one of these young guys making it, who would we pick? He went with Manning. I went with Scooble. Al Avila, which young arm?
Well, we're
or young,
they all make it.
Absolutely. Get that, but who's the bet?
Well, no, I'm not going to bet on one guy. I'm going to bet on all of them. But the main thing about these guys is, and there's a good reason to like all of them. I'm really telling you that from my heart, because if you see them, like you mentioned, you know, not everybody's going to make it because of injury or whatnot. There's always a lot of factors involved. But if you see these guys, the way they go about their business and their practice routine, their game preparation, and then when they get on the mound, the concentration on pitch by pitch, everything has a purpose. They go out about it in a very professional manner. And really, that's not as common as you would think. A lot of young pitchers, it takes some time to figure things out. And when I say figure things out is how to get a batter out. But before that, you have to – how am I going to prepare for a game? You know, and it's not just the day before a game or the day of the game. It's the whole week. How am I going to go through the whole week in my routine so that fifth day when I pitch, or if you're a bullpen guy, you know, when they call my name, I'm ready to go. And these guys have that professional approach. They're way advanced, when I want to say mentally, than most guys.
See, what I'm picking up here, Doug, is that Al Avila is saying that Casey Mize is more like Greg Maddux and that Scooble is more like a Tom Glavine type. No. But it is exciting to see all these young arms. Yeah. Another young arm that you acquired a couple of years ago in the trade was Franklin Perez. Unfortunately for him, he had been seemingly hurt since you acquired him. Now it appears that he's healthy. Are you just crossing your fingers every day you walk out onto the fields here and hoping that's what stays? Because it seems like he's got great stuff.
Yeah. Obviously, we're crossing our fingers every day because if he stays healthy, then obviously he can be a special pitcher also. When we got him, you know, he was on that path, a very big, strong young man. And so right now he's healthy as we speak. He's been pitching very well. You'll see his velocity increased, for, you know, little by little, because obviously it's almost, it's been 2 years where he's hardly pitched. So it's about now, you know, regaining that arm strength, that velocity, plus obviously building up the innings back.
A listener here tweeted us a question for you from Mike Kaling. He wanted to know, update on Michael Fulmer.
Well, Michael Fulmer is here every day. He works out. He's got his throwing program. He's got his running program. And has had no setbacks at all. So that's a good sign. And right now we expect him probably to start throwing on the mound in game somewhere around July. I don't know, middle July, maybe end of July, something like that.
Okay. Third base. Young guys battling for that position. It looks like somebody needs to start hitting. You have an update on that battle?
No doubt. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, Candelario and Lugo are battling there. We got the young kid, Isaac Paredes, finally back in here in Major League Camp because he came in with a bit of a sore shoulder. He played a lot of games last year, but he's now healthy, and he's been playing now a little bit too. I'm not putting him in the mix to make our club for this season right away, but, you know, he's also a guy that, you know, that people are seeing how well he's pushing too, because he's had obviously a great minor league career, and we feel he's going to be a special hitter. But right now, to your point, those guys, somebody's got to step up and take the bull by the horns and start hitting. Otherwise, obviously, we'll have to continue to make more moves.
You've seen these young guys being really hungry to make that impression, and they're pushing the guys that were on the club last year?
Yeah. No, it's like you guys mentioned, there's a different feel here in camp. Guys are competing. Guys, you know, obviously know that, hey, their time is not going to be forever. That window of opportunity is open right now, but, it, you know, and baseball can close pretty quick. So there is motivation here, and there's excitement.
What's a timeline, again, if everything goes right? Do you think we're going to see some of those young arms, young players up this year?
Well, my hope is that, and, you know, not all of them are going to be able to start in Toledo, because obviously there'll be a bottleneck there. You can't have more. Some of them are going to have to go to Erie and start there, which is fine, because what we need is for everybody to get their work in. My hope is that they all have good starts, they stay healthy, and at some point, and I'm not going to mention which one, or, you know, because obviously it could be somebody different, that towards the middle end of the season, that, you know, we can bring a couple of these guys up and start getting some experience from them.
Chris Illich had talked about wanting to make this team competitive. You've talked about, you know, starting to turn around and hit rock bottom and start to build back up. Contracts coming off the books real soon. Is it realistic to see in this upcoming off season that Tiger's going to be spending money in free agency and going after bigger names or big names?
Well, I mean, I can't again put a timeline on things, because a lot of things, it needs the timing of it all. Who's available? When are they available? The guys that we're bringing up, or the guys that are here in the big leagues, how have they produced? So it's all a matter of timing, and everything's got to come together little by little as far as the performance of the players that we have here right now at the major league level, the performance of the players that are coming through the minor leagues, and then, of course, what's available out there, how does that all fit together? So it's kind of a little bit of a complicated, and you just got to take it a day at a time, a month at a time, a year at a time, and without trying to avoid a direct answer. Well, I'm actually not really avoiding the direct answer. It's just that it's just very hard to predict exactly when you're going to do it all.
You got the number one pick in the draft. Everybody talks about Spencer Torkelson from Arizona State. I mean, how close are you to, in your own mind, saying that's the guy or anyone's the guy?
Well, as a matter of fact, just yesterday we talked to Scott Plyce, our director of scouting, and he was giving us an update on some of the top guys in the country. He's already seen all of them, and obviously he'll go back and see some more. David Chad and I, and I think even Chris Illich is going to go out and see some guys once spring training is over, and we'll be close to knowing who the guy is, closer to the draft itself. But we're going to let it all play out. Torkelson is certainly one of the guys that we're looking at, and we got to meet him already too. So that's a big advantage for us.
What'd you think?
Well, he's a great kid, but you know, a lot of these guys, they're really good competitors. They work very hard. They're very professional. In today's game, you find good guys like that.
You know, it's funny because we're getting ready for the NFL draft here in a month, and it seems like it's easier with the NFL. You're picking guys in the first round that you're plugging into play right away. Baseball, I mean, it's rare that you draft a guy and he's gonna play right away.
It's not about
I wonder, you know, how much are you looking at a position of need versus just looking, hey, you know, we're finding players anywhere we can get them when it comes to
that
top pick.
We've always had the philosophy in the draft that we take the best player available, despite of what position he plays. So that's what we're looking at, is taking the best player available.
Al Avila, great to see you. Thanks for coming by. Good luck. A lot of excitement. We appreciate you stopping by.
All right, no, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
The right, GM of the Detroit much. Tigers from Joker Marching Stadium. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.